Okay, so we are in gorgeous Zuma Beach, although it's a little foggy right now for a really special episode. Tough day at work, and I'm so happy I get to do it. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Welcome to Cat on the Loose.
Great to be here.
Hi, thank you, Michael. I mean, everybody knows David, the Cat on the Loose crowd, because you've been on the show. Everybody loves you, and you're going to help me co-host this super special episode
super
with Michael, right?
Yes, exactly.
I'm
this guy
so excited.
I go way back,
so I want to pack up 10 million things in about 40 minutes. Are you ready to rock and
let's
roll?
Let's go. Let's do it.
Are you ready to do it organic?
Organic,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, first things first, just before we started shooting, you mentioned something that I came with a Central Perk sweater and you guys are on Baywatch.
Right.
And I feel so bad. So hold on, let's fix this up, okay? I have a surprise for you.
Oh my lord!
Okay.
All right.
Yes. Where did you get that?
Right. Well,
I don't even have a Baywatch bathing suit.
They didn't want to hire me, but it's their loss.
They should. they'd be lucky to have you.
I agree.
You look beautiful.
Thank you very much. Now we're on team. So yeah. Let's start with Baywatch. Both of you guys were on Baywatch decades ago, and now you guys are reshooting Baywatch. I already asked David about his experience, so let's start with you. How does it feel to be on such an iconic show decades later? Did you think it was going to happen? Did you expect it was going to happen?
Well, I mean, to be honest, David's really back on the show. He got recast. Yeah. They brought me back as a cameo. They could bring me back again. But I shot with David a couple weeks ago in one of the episodes. So right now, it's just a one-off for me. I'm not an actor anymore. I'm doing Los Angeles real estate.
Right.
So that's where my focus is.
Oh, that's okay. Of course, you changed careers, and I want to ask about that. But even if coming back as a cameo, how do you feel about that? Because it is a big deal, right? It's a very iconic show.
Yeah, it's a very good question. You know what? It was very surreal getting back on the beach, in front of cameras and stuff like that, because I haven't done it in 30 years.
You didn't do anything.
And to be on the beach with my shirt off, okay, I lost about 20 pounds. So when I was on the beach, I didn't look great. He was telling me I wasn't looking great, but
we have an honest relationship.
Yeah, you know, but I wasn't looking bad, but I was. I'm a lot bigger than he is, and.
You guys shouldn't compare. Like, you know when girls compare their bodies with each other? I'm like, come on, don't buy. But I mean, you guys shouldn't compare. Yes, you are ripped, but I think
the thing you gotta know about Michael is he has the best self-deprecating comedic way about him. So like, it's not like a typical thing where if you said that to someone, they'd be really offended.
I'll make fun of myself first before.
I mean, you guys are really good
friends.
And
we actually used it in the
scene.
You did?
Oh, yeah. Because they were like...
He was adding lines, making fun of me in the scene, and they were allowing it. They're allowing the ad lib. It's crazy.
Oh, my God. I cannot wait to watch. Let's not tell the whole show. But how did it feel? Like, when you're on camera, is it like riding a bicycle? You never forget about it?
I mean, you know, I don't think acting is, you know, you got to hone your craft as an actor. I always struggled with my lines. And I only had two lines in this scene, but because David was adding fat jokes and stuff, I ended up with like 10 lines probably. But we had to do it over and over again. And to be honest, when we went back to one, I was worried about my two lines. And then 10 lines.
He put the pressure on you. He put the pressure on you. So, I can see that.
So it's some of it is like riding a bike, but I think a lot of it is not. I mean, you gotta, like David's a very good actor.
Yeah.
He owns his craft and he knows his lines and doesn't even think twice about it. I get really nervous and it gets in my head and
I'm sure you did fantastic, but I have to say, okay, I'm going to interrupt you. If you guys are listening to the audio episode, do me a favor, go to YouTube, Cat on the Loose Show. You can see both of them. I mean, you aged really well. Both of you aged really well.
Thank you.
Like, you're not like, you actually said that on the episode you came to the show, David. You're like, it's not like I'm coming back like, you know, the ugly old fat dad.
Yeah.
You know, you guys are still coming back. You're proof that man can age really well.
He looks better than he did 30 years ago, when 35 years ago.
You look more ripped.
He's got no body fat. So it's zero. Like, I don't even want to sit next to him right now.
Oh, come on. Yeah. Stop it.
He looks great, but you know.
But did you have fun?
I had a great time. Like I said, it was very surreal going back on. I didn't know anyone but David Chokichi and Kelly Packard, who's on the show with
us. She's in fantastic
shape. She's in great.
OMG. Yeah. When I saw her, I'm like, okay, Catherine, go to the gym a few extra hours, please. I was like, wow.
Yes, but I'm a lot bigger than the two of them. So like me being that like dad bod coming back on, standing
the
next to these guys.
The pressure of wearing the Baywatch suit.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So let's say the show is going to air in January, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we really believe it's going to be a huge hit because you have a massive worldwide audience. We grew up watching the show. I mean, I'm a little bit younger there, guys, but I'm the same age. We love the show. You're going to have the new audience from the new people. Let's say massive hit. They say, hey, you know, we love you. Women love you. You want to come back as a series regular. Is that something you would entertain, or you don't want to switch careers again?
If they asked me to come back, I would be honored. If you guys are listening, bring me back.
Michael,
bring me back. I'm working on the app. Let's go. Let's go.
Look at those abs.
Bring me back. Let's go, baby.
I love that. Yeah. So did you come back with the same character?
Yes.
That you were?
Yeah. I was JD, Jack Darius on the show. They brought me back as JD. Kelly Packard as well. And he's back as Cody.
As Cody Madison.
Yeah, it was great. But, it was great being back. It really was.
Yeah.
And you know what? It kind of gave me a new life. Like when they called, I had a couple weeks to prepare. And, you know, I dropped 20 pounds. And I feel so
it's
much.
It's incentive, right?
No, but I feel so much better about my life because I lost a little bit of weight. And I feel good.
You look
ripped. Thank you for showing your abs. We really appreciate it. With all due respect.
You're not going to show that part, are you?
Of course we will. That's a hard yes.
That's like a teaser clip, bro.
And again, if you guys are listening to the audio episode, don't miss out on the video.
Yeah, you'll miss Michael Bergen's abs.
Now you have to show yours too.
one ab.
Well, you know, it's eye candy, right? Girls deserve eye candy. With all the respect to your spouses, but, you know, our female audience thanks you. But back then, why did you decide to change careers? Like, that's it. Did you not want to act anymore? Were you burned out? Was it just life?
You know, it's a good question. I love working as an actor. To be honest, I don't think the industry loved me, if that makes any sense.
I cannot, but can you believe that, David? I don't know if I can believe it.
You know,
you have such a camera face.
Thank you. You're a Calvin Klein model.
Yeah.
I was, and I probably should have stayed there. I should have stayed there. But you know what? It's
dude,
like,
you'd have a house up here.
You know
right
what?
Now.
Again, he's a very good actor. He has confidence in acting, and I get nervous in front of the camera. I get nervous with my lines, like I mentioned before.
And even back then, you were like that.
Oh,
the
yeah,
same.
Totally.
Oh, yeah, we had a
totally.
Scene.
It was a struggle.
Right. I had an apartment with that year you were on the show, and he's like, hey, can I crash at your apartment? And in the scene, it's on the set. We're in Culver City, in like an interior set. And he just had to come in, hit a mark, and say, I think, two lines. And he could not get it right.
Really?
Remember that?
I was wetting my pants laughing. I do. And you know what? That was probably only one of the few times that I did struggle. Actually, you know what it is? Seriously, if you give me like three pages of dialogue, something juicy and meaty that I could sink my acting chops into, I'm not focusing on one line or two lines because I have three pages of dialogue. Mm-hmm. But when you have like one line, two lines,
it makes you even more nervous. The pressure?
It makes me so nervous, and I'm like trying to think of that one line. I actually had an audition, in front of producers one time. There was like 10 producers.
He's laughing.
I kid you not. I had one line and I could not remember.
You're so mean.
I couldn't remember the line in front of
come on.
All these. I could not.
But I have to say, it's very nice.
And they made fun of me. I didn't get it. I didn't get the part, obviously, but. No, they made fun of me in the room.
Oh, David, stop.
No, I
But you know, Michael, sorry. I have to say something. Yeah. It's really nice of you because you're being very vulnerable. Because you like being very honest
about
it.
I'm pretty much an open book.
Yeah, I love that. Because it's hard to admit, because I know for actors, sometimes you nailed that, right? You're like, no, I did so good. And sometimes you want something so bad and you get so nervous. Yeah. You're like, oh my God, I fuck. And it's one of the worst feelings in the world, right?
Yeah.
And it's even harder to admit it.
Yeah.
So I think it's really nice of you that you're being like very real about it, you know?
I mean, there's only one way to do it.
How did they make fun of you? I didn't see hear the end of this.
They
they're reading the scene in your line.
I forgot what he said. He took my headshot and he looked at the back of my resume and I don't know. He made some joke to make everyone laugh. And
oh my God, that's so horrible.
But wait, so is your yes, you're out there yeah, and like it's your turn to say the line and what are you doing? Like you're like
line please.
Was that what you're doing?
No, I just shut down. I got nervous and shut down. I couldn't remember the line. You know, again, there's no juice to it. There's nothing to sink my teeth into it. Aww. And now it's a callback. So I had a first call and then I got a callback. So obviously it's a small little nothing part, but it's something. But yeah, I got nervous. I couldn't remember the line.
So oh, you poor thing.
It is what it
so
is.
So these experiences made you decide like, you know what, maybe I'm going to go and do real estate.
Well, it wasn't just that. It was just, you know what? I was... After Baywatch, I did 4 years of Baywatch. I did 2 years with David and the LA show. And then I did the only 2 years Baywatch Hawaii, where Jason Momoa was part of the cast. I loved it. I was having a good time. I was becoming a better actor. I was upset when the show ended. A lot of the other cast members, they were happy it was ending because they wanted to move on to bigger and better things. I was happy where I was.
It was nice and stable, right?
But when the show ended, I went back in the audition room, which I wasn't strong with. And, you know, I was booking things, but the money was so small. And I had a second kid on the way. I had to pick a different career.
Yeah. Well, okay. Hopefully you're going to be back. Now, before Baywatch, you, like we were saying, you're a Calvin Klein model, right?
I was.
At the time... That was I mean, even nowadays, but at the time it was a huge deal. You came right after Mark Wahlberg, didn't you?
I did. I replaced Marky Mark.
Wow.
Yeah.
How can you tell us your experience? How was that? Like all the attention? Because that was massive, right?
It was massive. It was surreal. It was unbelievable. It's the most prestigious campaign you can do.
Yes, you were on those huge billboards wearing your underwear.
I was, you know what? I was a nobody model. And I had hardly any pictures in my portfolio. And then overnight, I booked this campaign and now I'm a supermodel.
What was the casting like? How old were you?
Yeah.
It's my portfolio. My portfolio was just, stacks and stacks of portfolio. So the thing was replacing Marky Mark. Marky Mark got into had some bad publicity, and they had to get rid of him. They had to replace him. So they're looking at Brad Pitt, Woody Harrelson, guy from Red Hot Chili Peppers, and then they were looking at models. So I don't think they wanted to bring back a known model or a known celebrity because they wanted the bad press of Marky Mark to go away. So they brought.
And that put you on the map.
I overnight I became a supermodel. Now I'm getting direct bookings all over the world. I'm flying into all different countries, and there's Calvin Klein billboards of me, images I've never seen before, like going to and from the airport. It's pretty cool. And in New York City,
how old were you?
I was See, I just graduated college. I moved out, and then a year and a half later, so I was probably about 24 years old.
Wow.
Okay, honestly, I had been putting off getting new glasses for way too long. I'm always dealing with scratches, constantly cleaning them, and just telling myself, they're fine, because replacing glasses always feels like such a hassle, making appointments, spending a fortune, waiting forever. That's why I was so excited to discover Zenni Optical. It's an online eyewear shop where you can get prescription glasses, sunglasses, even blue light lenses starting at under $30. You just go to Zenni.com, choose your frames, upload your prescription, and they ship them right to your door. No appointments, no stores, no pressure. And the price difference honestly shocked me. A similar pair at a traditional eyewear store would have easily cost me around $250, but with Zenni, I paid under $30. I literally thought, why have I been waiting so long? At these prices, you don't have to overthink it. You can get a classic pair for every day, a fun pair, even sunglasses, and still spend less than what one pair would cost elsewhere. Zenni has more than 150,000 five-star reviews. And if you're nervous about buying glasses online, they even have a virtual try-on feature so you can see how the frames look on your face before you order. And once I started wearing my new pair, I just feel so good to finally have glasses I actually enjoy wearing. So if you've been putting off replacing your glasses like I was, check out Zenni.com, Z-E-N-N-I.com, and see why so many people are making the switch. If your glasses are overdue for a refresh, now is the time. Go to zenni.com/podcast and use code podcast15 for 15% off your first order. The styles sell out, so don't sit on it. That's zenni.com, zenni.com/podcast, promo code podcast15.
That's so I know I asked David that question. I don't know if you remember, you can answer too. So you become one of the most famous faces in the world, one of the most famous models. Did you let that, how did that mess with your head? Like, did you let that go up to your head? Because obviously the attention and the, you were not married at the time, right? The female attention and the money and everything. How did you deal with that?
You know what? The modeling business and the acting business did not change me like one ounce.
Oh, wow.
I'm sitting here.
East Coast blood, that's why.
I'm sitting here on this rock and I'm the same person I was before I booked the Calvin Klein campaign.
Oh, wow.
I just never changed. There's no reason to change, you know?
Well, but okay, so a lot of younger people out there listening, how do you guys manage? Because you're both fantastic role models for that. You've been in this industry on and off, but you've been in this industry for decades and you remain the same people. You got married, you had kids, you got married, you had a kid. You're in great shape. I don't care what you say. You're in great shape. What do you say to somebody? Because a lot of people get lost, right? The parties, the drugs, the alcohol, which is really sad. What will you guys say about that?
Well, it's a giant trap and all of it's an illusion. So it's like, if I saw it happening. People buying cars, like homes.
Yeah.
Deciding to leave the show early because they thought they were going to have movie careers. Fail, fail, fail. And I think also, I grew up in New England. He grew up in Connecticut. He's, you know, if you're growing up in a New England kind of environment, it's different. People.
Oh, yeah.
People tell you straight to your face how they feel. Like, good or bad, they'll be like, Kat, that's a really bad outfit on you. Like, that's what they'll say. They're not going to, like, sure.
But it's a great outfit on you. You look beautiful. You.
But here, they'll tell you that. Here in L.A., they'll be like, oh, you look so beautiful. What a cool outfit. And they'll turn
you
around and be like.
Because I'm not like that else. Either. I'm very, I say everything. I have zero filter.
Yeah.
I just say it like it is because I think it makes that life easier, right? If you're just really honest about things.
Yeah.
And even if you're a friend, like you mentioned to him, like, hey, let's work out more. I think you're being a real friend because you want the best for him, right?
Yeah.
Not really. But I want to answer that question
about
David just answered it. But, you know, your question, it brings me back to my modeling days. And, you know, I was in the fashion show circuit. So we would travel to Milan and try to book the shows there and then off to Paris and shows there and then back to New York. So, you know, when you book these shows, there's like 25 guys in the men's shows. And I saw a lot of those and some of them were friends, but, and I was not into drugs, or alcohol. I actually, I take that back or whatever, you know, a little bit of alcohol when the time was right, but never any drugs. And I saw all these beautiful men, these talented, you know, models that were working, and they were just partying all the time and doing drugs and, you know,
and they're destroying their life,
and
right?
they destroyed their career.
Yeah.
So I'm very proud of myself for not getting sucked into that and just staying focused and just staying away from the drugs.
But so you guys, if somebody's listening, but they're like, oh, so much money, you know, and the women and the parties and everything, how do you stay focused?
Well, I think that's, it sounds great. And I think in reality, that stuff doesn't feed your soul.
Yeah.
So maybe when you're younger, it looks cool, but it's, you got to think of it on a deeper, more spiritual level.
Yeah.
You know, the parties and all that stuff. It's fun for a minute, but it's really taking away from who you are as a human being. It's like you're a bright shining light and you're going to do all this other stuff. It's like you're dimming your light. You don't want to do that. Like you just want to be, you know, you don't want to be going down that road. And there's so many people just like it, just super talented and gone.
It's so sad to see.
You know,
that,
I could almost, and I'm thinking about this for the first time in my life. I'm actually thinking that my nervousness almost even saved me, because one, I almost didn't book the Calvin Klein. They chose me, but then they thought about it because of my nervousness. So
really?
So I had to go to everyone knows who Herb Ritz is. Rest in peace.
One of the top photographers ever in the world.
So
he was
going to shoot the campaign with me and Kate Moss. So I had to go to the studio where he was shooting Christy Turlington, I remember, and I had to go meet him and him take a couple pictures of me because of my nervousness. Now how do you fucking think I feel now? Like I was like so freaking nervous going to see him. I was like, I just sucked it up.
Wow.
I took a couple deep breaths. I went into the room, got in front of the thing, took a couple pictures. He goes, you're good. And then I just exhaled when I left the room.
If you hear that from one of the biggest, most important photographers in the world, that should help, right?
Yeah. So, but my point is, I was so nervous about even being in front of the camera as a model, and I was always worried about what I looked like. I looked in the mirror. I didn't think I was good looking.
You have body dysmorphia.
No, I didn't think I was good looking, and if I did drugs and alcohol before, before
that trashes
shoots,
you. Right?
I'm gonna look even worse. So that's a true thing. So for those reasons, a lot of times I didn't partake in anything.
That's great.
Just because I didn't want to look worse the next day in front of the camera.
So the Calvin Klein led you to Baywatch, or did they invite you like back then, or did you say, you know what, I'm going to try TV and I'm going to go on audition?
Yeah, I started to get into acting when I was modeling in New York. I had a manager, I had a theatrical agent. My manager did a good job by sending, I had a Michael Bergen poster. It wasn't a Calvin Klein poster, but it looked like jeans, shirt off. So she sent the poster to Susie and Fern.
Yeah.
In casting in LA. Uh-huh. So that got me in the door for an audition. Uh-huh. But it was kind of a big joke. So when I showed up in LA, they had my poster taped to their casting door.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. So I went in there. It was just a small page and a half, and it felt good. The scene felt good to me, and I was confident, and I nailed it. And they went ballistic, and they're like, and I don't know. Next,
it was meant to be, right?
Next
like
you know,
David, they were looking for Cody.
I had again. Here it is again. So I had a second audition in front of a room full of producers, and I freaking shit the bed again. They're like. It was the same scene.
Was Maslov in there?
No, he was not in there, but he was...
Was he nice to you guys?
Oh, my! In my audition, he was brutal.
Brutal?
And, like, there was, like, the test, like, a screen test. Like, he was, like, I mean, he was just messing with me.
And really? Like
he was in a fun way, but
was he mean to you or was he nice?
He was just messing with my name. He's like, choking you, what? Like, what was it? He was, I swear, he was just trying to derail me. See how I do under pressure. And meanwhile, it's a giant room, horseshoe, like all tables of people in suits.
Yeah.
And they're just staring at you. I'm like, dude, I'm trying to do this scene, and I have to go again and again, like, keep doing it. And he's just like...
If for you guys, like, I can imagine the pressure. Can you imagine for a woman? Because a woman, like, the body is scrutinized so much more, right? They look at you like every little piece. They have cellulite, the size of your boobs, your waist. Like, can you imagine what the girls must go through? Because you guys are being very honest about your... So I cannot imagine, like, having to audition for Baywatch.
You got the hair flip. Ready.
I think even with the women, everyone's different. Yeah. There's women that own their body and body parts, and they're confident going in. Other ones could feel a little,
But when you guys started filming, was Hasselhoff nice to you guys on set?
Yeah, yeah. Friends? Yeah, we became like best friends. He was just being himself. I mean, you show up like, it's 6:30 in the morning. You're going up to like Will Rogers. You hear like opera singing.
Yeah.
And it's Hasselhoff just like starting. Like we haven't even. Everybody's just like getting up there to rehearse, and he's just already in his mode. Yeah.
In my experience with him, he was great to work with. And back to the audition room, he was there downstairs, on the way to the tank. But he was not in the audition room. And I bet you they purposely did not have him in there because he would have ate me apart.
Oh, he would have chewed you up, bro.
But I did my scene.
Uh-huh.
I shit the bed with my scene.
Oh my god.
They're like,
you know what?
You know the scene too well. You've had it for days.
Were you nervous?
I was fucking nervous. I was really nervous.
What happens when you're nervous?
The more people in the room, the more nervous I am.
Do you have any tips for the nervousness?
What happened is they're like, you know what? They gave me a different scene. They go in the other room for 10 minutes, look this over. Yeah. I came back in, and because I didn't know the scene that well, I focused on whatever, and it was so much better. Anyway, I got the part. I went downstairs to meet David Hasselhoff, and he was very like, you know, you're going to be you better be a nice guy. And on this show, we're all like tight and, you know, nice people. And like, okay, right. And then they actually threw me in the tank. They put a Baywatch bathing suit on me.
Are you guys wearing yours underneath?
No, yeah. I wish.
He's commando.
Where are the Speedos?
Speedos don't fit me anymore. I told you, I'm
going to bring back the Speedo.
Hey, Calvin Klein people, you should hire both. I mean, you guys should definitely be on a Calvin Klein poster again.
Let's plug it. Calvin, call us.
Or any other hot underwear brand for that matter,
we'll
right?
We'll put you in the middle of this.
I'm not ready for that yet. Yeah. If everything else fails, then they'll go for it. But you guys look incredible. But answer the question. Maybe there's an aspiring actor, somebody younger out there listening. And they're like, oh my God, I'm going to freak out if I'm like in front of a massive audition. Do you have any tips to calm down? Doesn't sound like you do.
Yeah. There's tons of them.
My tip is to take a Xanax.
It work.
You know.
There's great breath work techniques that like all over their social media that are really good for like Navy SEALs use before like box breathing. Yeah. You ever done that? Like four in, hold, four out. Mm.
I saw that maybe sometimes you do yoga before you go on set, right?
Yeah,
you do
like before every, almost every take I'm doing
you're
yoga,
like really
push-ups.
Chill, right?
Flood your brain with like, so you're energized, but you're also, you get a little bit of like that edge out of you. So you feel like relaxed. So every time it's cut, I'm like banging out push-ups doing yoga.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's a good technique. And then you got to study. It's not like, if you don't know what you're doing, you're going to be nervous.
Yeah.
But if you work on your craft and you have a coach and a private coach who's really helping you home.
Do you guys have coaches now?
I was afraid to even go to acting class. I was so nervous. I'm not joking. And David hit the nail on the head. It's like, you gotta hone your craft. I was too nervous to even hone my craft. Like, I kid you not. I had that so is many. Too funny. I had so many different acting classes, and I would barely go to any of them. I was nervous to get on stage, or for the acting coach to pick me to go on stage.
Well,
to
you
do
know
any
what?
Act.
I'm gonna be. I'm the audience, right? I was watching the show my whole life, and of course, I thought you guys were like the last Coca-Cola Zero of the desert with ice under an umbrella, and I thought. Obviously, the audience cannot notice that you were nervous, that you were, we don't know any of that because you look incredible on camera. So I hope that helps. Since I hope they invite you back so we can see more of you. The audience loved you, both of you, of course, on the show.
No, you know what? I had a good time, and I felt good. I felt confident. I was nervous about my lines only, but that was the only part of it.
This
but
would be Michael before back. I remember so clear as day, as if it was yesterday. We were shooting like on the deck of Will Rogers, and cameras were set up as like, I don't know, two shot. Bergen, like there, it's like 3 minutes for the call action. He kept running up. He's like, Chukas, I don't know how to say this. I'm like, dude. How would you say it to me right now if there are no people around?
So he was your acting coach.
They were all my acting coaches, Kelly Packer was saying the same thing a couple weeks ago when we shot.
I love how honest you are about it. See, this is what I mean about his...
Yes!
Most people would deny this to
you. You know, I found out, I already knew why I liked to be friend because you're also Pisces. Our birthdays are close to each other.
Nice.
I'm 6. And you're 18.
I'm 18, yeah.
See, I did my homework.
Nice.
You're Capricorn. Wow, you're January. I know, I'm telling you, I do my homework before I see you guys. But I agree. I think it's so nice to just be honest about the process because we don't see it. When somebody watches the show, we don't know any of that. You think, oh, it's so breezy and it's so beautiful and so easy. Like you mentioned before, it's a lot of prep, a lot of work. The more you know, right? The more you know about your craft, the better you're going to be
That's when and the more confident you're going to be. It's all about confidence. It's like I didn't hone my craft. I didn't work on my confidence. And so I was putting myself in situations where I was a dead duck. I was nervous.
But now the universe is giving you another opportunity and you said, let's rock and roll.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? Right? I'm doing real estate now.
Yeah.
And I would love
you can do both.
I can do I have a team of 14 agents, so things are going well. I would love to be back on the show with this guy.
Yeah.
I can make both occupations
work. Fine.
We want you there. That's for sure. Now, before we run out of time, I want to ask you, and if you don't, I think you're good talking about it, but I have to ask, did you watch Love Story?
I did not watch Love Story.
You don't want to watch?
It's one of the better shows.
Did you watch it?
Yeah.
It's really good, but don't watch because you're portrayed there?
I did not watch it because I was portrayed in it. Yeah.
You're not why? You don't want to see it? Why? You're not curious?
You know, I heard enough about it. It's funny. A year before, and I think it was like on my birthday, March 18th, this guy... called me up and said, dude, they're casting you for this. It was called American Love Story, and then it changed to Love Story. And then I heard it from other people. And I stressed about it for a whole year before it actually came out.
Yeah.
This past Valentine's
Day. Did they reach out and say,
never called me,
never
asked
you
consulted
your side of
the
story? Do you think they read your book? Because by the way, for the audience that is listening and doesn't know, you wrote a book about it, about your story, right? Your personal story, your relationship with Carolyn Besset. You wrote a book like what, 2 decades ago, 2004, correct?
2004,
I think.
Yeah.
So I would have thought, because you have the book out there, do you think they... Would you feel better if they reached out?
Yeah, you know, it would have been nice to get a phone call, and I didn't know how they were going to portray me.
Yeah,
I had no idea.
Was the book? Was it like obviously you had another like writer? Like how was it? Did you were you like here?
I really don't want to talk about the book because. I wrote the book in 2004.
Yeah.
I'll say a little bit there. You know, a lot of things that are in the book stuff started to come out in the tabloids.
Uh-huh.
5 years after her, after their plane crashed, and I decided to set the record straight and never talk about it again. And that was,
so if somebody
that was 21 years ago.
Well, the book is
out
there.
So that's why I wrote the book, set the record straight, never talk about it again. I never talked about it again. Love story comes out and bringing it all back up. But I know what was in Love Story, and they portrayed me as her ex-boyfriend, which is great.
Well, you know, they portray you, but yeah, you're there back and forth with her, like on the show, on the Love Story.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like he was in real life, correct?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it's okay, I have to push a little bit because my audience is going to kill me if I don't ask you. But okay, yeah, she's been gone a long time, but now she's been in the news again because of the Love Story. Can you tell us one thing, like your best memory of her, or something that maybe people don't know about her? Because TV is sensationalism. Yeah, Love Story is a lot of based on a true story, right? We don't know if it's true or not.
Yeah. But thank you for asking, but that's the question I'm...
Okay.
I'm going to pass. I'll let David answer it.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I appreciate you not wanting to talk about that, but your book is out there if somebody wants to know more about it, right?
I guess so, yeah. Yeah.
So that's passed for
but
you.
But what happens a lot of times, like, do you feel like your voice is that your truth in that book, or is that they morphed a bit? Like by the time it was done, you know what I mean? Like, did they take it and kind of like, can we stretch this? Can we change? Like, did that happen at all or no?
No, absolutely not. I mean, my book is the book I wrote. It's just, it's all true.
100%.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh yeah. There's
well,
no,
sometimes they take them and like, no, because there's no, a phase where they were asking actors, like, can we get all, you know, they come to me and say, can you tell us all the behind the scenes, published a book about Baywatch and like kind of ratting everybody out. I was like, not in a million years, like get lost.
But yeah, no.
And they try and, you know, manipulate you. So yeah, like, I didn't know if there was someone pushing and pulling.
No, it's not a fiction. It's,
no,
it's,
I know,
it's
but
real
I
life.
Know, like, real stuff got stretched.
Real events. But let's go back to Baywatch.
Okay. Let's go back to Baywatch.
Yeah, great transition. Great segue.
So are you guys done filming Baywatch?
Not August 5th is the last.
Are you done, Michael?
Yes, I'm done.
When you were there, did he give you? You're done for now.
I'm done for now. Yes.
But you have the tiny acting bug inside you.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, I. I mean,
you're still filming.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
And the show is going to be out in January.
Out in January, it's going to premiere right after one of the big Fox NFL playoff games.
Oh wow!
On a Sunday night. And
oh
then,
really?
Then that's episode 101, the one McGee directed, which is awesome. That guy is unbelievable.
What time slot is it?
So it just depends when that game is. Then I think it's Monday night prime time, so probably Monday.
Probably
like
8 p.m., right?
And
something
then,
like that.
So episode 102 will come out on Monday, and then it's going to flip over to Hulu and live on Hulu.
Oh, wow. That's really cool.
But the cool thing about the show is that, and I saw some of this, what we were stuck with is the only thing they could ever do is go to slow motion. And with Mick G on his, like, he's a visual creative genius with, like, frame rate.
Yeah.
And I saw he had Shane Mitchell just jumping off a tower like the Kelly Packard thing. And it looked like she was a superhero. Like, he accelerates it, slows it, and then when she hits the ground, it's almost, you know, when Superman hits?
Yeah.
It's like, ba-boom, and then
we
she's kind
so,
of off it.
Oh, my God.
So it's going to look cool because they're gonna interject that into rescues.
Yeah.
They have the ability to kind of do more. The cameras are more mobile. We have drones. So visually, it's going
to
be a lot more.
I am so excited to watch it, guys.
Congratulations
for coming back.
Yeah, thank you.
Hopefully, you're going to be a series regular. I know, right?
Hold on, Michael.
And you're in great shape. You're in fantastic shape.
Is that how you get
both mouth of you?
I don't remember. It's been 30 years.
Just have the Andy by the way, we are in Zuma Beach filming, and the tide is so strong. A lot of people are getting in trouble.
Go save someone, Chuck.
I know, David. I think
my daughter's down there, junior lifeguards, right
she
now.
She is.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God.
I gotta pick her up.
Can she rescue someone?
She can.
Oh my God. Are you a good swimmer? We are Pisces.
I'm a good swimmer.
I'm a great swimmer, but I would not be inside this water.
This is like a real Zuma. Like, if you go up on the top of this mountain on a clear day and you look down when this giant surf,
Yeah.
You could see the rips from up there, and it's the craziest thing because they're these giant horseshoes of turbulence.
Oh my God. You guys gotta, you have to have respect for the ocean, right?
Oh, you have major respect.
If you're a tourist and you guys visit Malibu, don't go jumping in the water. And if you're gonna jump in the water, do it in front of a lifeguard.
No,
tower,
what
right?
happens, and this happens in Hawaii a lot, is people think just walking in your ankle deep water and they're not. I'm always looking at the ocean, I went surfing last night, and my buddy's
last
coming out of the
night.
Water, and yeah.
Oh my God. Sharks around here?
No, I mean, we went out at 7 p.m., it's still daylight, but my buddy's getting out of the water, and his, like, back is to the ocean, and I'm like, dude, behind you, it's like a 4-foot wave is about to slam him.
Oh
like,
my God.
You always got to be watched. Until you're off, out of the water and on the beach, like, as soon as you hit sand, you're turning around and looking and backpedaling out. Because a wave like that.
Yeah, like it's really bad. Yeah. It's looking like Australia here today.
That's what happened like to those people. And it happens in Hawaii all the time.
You know, guys, before I let you go, it's really funny. But, I was watching Baywatch and I was a little bit younger than you. So maybe I was 18, 19. And I remember thinking that I was going to come to Malibu and I was going to see you guys on the beach.
Because that's where we live.
That's where you live. So I never forgot my dad driving me down to Malibu one day, finally. And I'm like, I was scared. I'm like, where are they? Where do they film? I want to see them.
Do you remember when that was?
And my dad, when that was?
Like what year?
Like 1989. Like I was really young.
89 was the first year.
Yeah.
So when the show was at like.
You weren't on it then.
No.
I was like so disappointed that I didn't see any of the Baywatch.
It's so funny. Like, and before, like, you know, the internet and everything, you would go on these press tours, and a lot of countries, they think all of the United States is looks like Baywatch. This isn't there.
But
in
definitely Malibu. We thought you guys filmed like that every time you go to country, and a lot of girls say the same experience as me. They're like, yes, I thought the same thing, that they were going to be all over the beach.
Right.
Not true. Well, guys, thank you for being here. Thank you for being such a good sport.
Thank you.
And winging it. You did great.
Brother.
Were you nervous?
No. I feel
that's
very comfortable.
I'm here.
You made me feel comfortable.
I'm his life coach.
Thank you. Yeah. Now you know you're not nervous doing podcasts.
Yeah. If you give me an acting scene, I'll be nervous. But talking to you, no.
I'm going
to
invite him back and he's going to be like, no, thank you.
I'll come back.
When the show comes out, I would
love
to have you guys
back. Come back anytime you want.
And congratulations on your really successful real estate career, by the way.
Thank you.
You were mentioning it to me.
He's my realtor, by the way.
Yeah. We were
selling his house.
Before you arrived, almost late.
Yeah.
Well, I'm timing it with Bergen because I live.
Where's Chokichi?
I'm 1 minute away. I'm like,
he
where
was
are
telling
you, Bergen?
Me about everything that he's doing. So, is there any place people can find you? You're not really hot on. So, do you do social media? Do you?
My wife works with me. Her name's Joy. She handles all the social media.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, real estate. What's it?
Yeah, you know, the real Michael Bergen.
Michael Bergen.
It's Instagram.
I'm gonna put the link here on this episode for you
great.
Guys.
Thank you.
If
he's
you wanna
an
buy,
awesome
sell,
agent,
rent
legit.
In LA, he's fabulous.
Good actor, good agent.
Good
deal. Don't leave me hanging.
And it's really cool that you guys are friends in real life, right?
Yeah. Two abs, 8 abs.
Both of you guys are great.
You're trending. See, you're going in the right direction. Now you have momentum, dude. That's all you need.
Yeah.
Once you have momentum.
I'm feeling good. I got a little ways to go.
No, you're doing amazing. Yeah. David, thank you for hooking me up with these pipes. Oh, look at that. They have muscles. They're showing off.
Oh, thank you for having me. I love doing this. It's so fun.
Anytime. You became an official part of our team.
Love
having you. Our audience loves having you. Thank you for hooking me up. It's such an honor meeting you, Michael. It was amazing.
Pleasure's mine.
Guys, be safe out there. Yeah. Go to the gym so you can age like this insanely good-looking man. And I cannot believe I had the balls to wear my Baywatch bathing suit in front of them.
You look amazing.
My girlfriends are going to be like, Catherine, are you out of your mind crazy? So let's go to the gym. Bye, guys.
Awesome.
See you soon. Congratulations, guys. You're the best.
That's just, you know, to honor the phenom, the iconic show. I love it.